Welcome to the audio edition of In Touch Online for April 2022, with an introduction from the Provincial Grand Master. I'm sure that, like me, you have been following the 24-hour news bulletins describing the invasion of Ukraine by Russian armed forces. The horrific devastation and destruction in the city of Kyiv is a world away from the sights and sounds of the Wiltshire countryside, where cattle graze the green grass and the late spring lambs gamble in the fields without a care in the world. Trees are in bud, and a host of golden daffodils can be seen fluttering and dancing in the breeze, tossing their heads in sprightly dance. In Ukraine, the picture is so very different. Freemasons throughout England and Wales, including our very own province, have responded to the Ukraine 2022 Ukraine Crisis Appeal, which has now reached over £350,000. Incidentally, if you have made a personal donation to the appeal and received a thank you from the Just Giving team, let me assure you that your donation is ring-fenced for Ukraine 2022 and will not be used to support other causes. I am very aware that there are and will be different viewpoints on the situation in Ukraine, particularly with regard to the government's decision to welcome tens of thousands of Ukrainian refugees into the UK. Freemasons are taught to respect different opinions or opposing convictions and to respect a brother's point of view, even when it is at odds with our own. One of the ways in which views are made known and discussed is through social media. It will come as no surprise to know that the UGLE and the province has published a policy governing the use of social media and offering guidelines on acceptable content. In rare circumstances when posts on Facebook or Twitter have justified intervention, I have asked the Provincial Communication Officer to offer words of advice. I thank those brethren who have recognised such action as being for the good of Freemasonry in general, and their lodge in particular, and to prevent Freemasonry from being brought into disrepute. April is as good a month as any to share some good news, and it really is a pleasure to be able to announce the names of brethren being promoted or appointed to provincial grand rank. I am assured by the Provincial Secretary that letters have been posted, together with a very special provincial regalia offer from our friends at Wiltshire Regalia. I am particularly pleased to have been able to announce that Brother Ian Lever of New Temple Lodge will be the Provincial Senior Grand Warden, and Brother Alan Coleman of Royal Sussex Lodge of Emulation will be the Provincial Junior Grand Warden. Both appointments will be effective from Thursday the 6th of October this year. I feel sure you will join with me in congratulating them on the news of their appointment. I'm also extremely delighted to be able to congratulate Brother John Reed, the most excellent Grand Superintendent, on his promotion to Grand Swordbearer, Simon Leafield to past Grand Swordbearer, and Phil Still to past Senior Grand Deacon. Finally, congratulations to Gary Dolphin and Chris Robbins on receiving well-deserved first appointments to past Assistant Grand Director of Ceremonies. And from the Provincial Grand Master, this edition of In Touch Online is an unashamed advertisement for the learning and development team and the work they're doing with the mentoring and membership teams. From the outset of our Masonic journey, we are exhorted to study the liberal arts and sciences and to extend our researches into the hidden mysteries of nature and science, thus enabling us to make a daily advancement in Masonic knowledge. That knowledge grows exponentially. The more we know, the greater our ability to learn, and the faster that we expand our knowledge base. I'm often reminded of the words of the Provincial Communication Officer, who prefaces his appeal for audience participation by saying there is no such thing as a foolish question, to which could be added, "And no man becomes a fool until he has stopped asking questions." With this thought fresh in my mind, I was delighted to hear that attendees at the two recent learning and development sessions asked many questions of the presenting team. I was also really pleased to hear that the St. Aldhelm Lodge held a Q&A session at their March regular meeting. By all accounts, the questions asked were all very relevant and demonstrated a genuine desire for knowledge, and the answers were well received. I recommend this to your lodge. If you have 20 minutes to spare, it's a very good way of making a daily advancement in Masonic knowledge. It also strikes me as being more like the catechetical, or in more familiar terms, by question and answer, method of instruction used by our ancient brethren in the lectures. Recently, I have also attended a few initiation ceremonies and have been very impressed with the quality of men offering themselves as candidates for Freemasonry. It's all too easy to forget that men coming into Freemasonry today are far better informed about the organisation than we were when we were initiated, which makes them more inquisitive and keener to learn more about Freemasonry, the Lodge, the symbolism and the structure of our order. Please do help them by encouraging them to read the excellent booklets prepared by the Learning and Development team and to view Solomon on the UGLE website. I must confess that attending a lodge to witness the installation of a new master is always a wonderful and uplifting experience. It's a ceremony which never fails to impress me, especially as it demonstrates the skill of the installing master. Likewise, having watched the new master being placed in the chair, it's amazing to see the dawning of the realization that having taken his place as the man in charge, the remainder of the meeting is now under his direct control, and that all he has to manage the lodge is a gavel. I'm sure it's at this point he mentally retraces his steps and recalls that moment when he was asked, "Can you, my worthy brother, undertake the mastership of this lodge on these qualifications?" It really is a rite of passage, and while a daunting experience, it's amazing how quickly the new master adapts to the role and grows in stature with each meeting. And please remember the words of the presiding officer, "Enjoy your year." And from the assistant provincial grand master, "Having attended the first of the Learning and Development team's course for 2022, I really can say it was a marvellous experience. It's always good to see events such as these being so well supported with a mix of entered apprentices, fellow crafts and master masons. I was also pleased to be able to chat with a number of lodge mentors who attended the morning session. I know the team was anxious to finish on time in order to make sure no one missed the Six Nations rugby matches. Finding Your Feet was the first in a series of three, and the team was back in action on the following Saturday to present a workshop for lodge deacons. Leaving the relative anonymity of a seat in the lodge watching proceedings and becoming an active participant as an officer of the lodge is a huge step to take. The deacon's workshop helps the brother taking on his first active role or moving forward in the lodge. The emphasis was on explaining the role of ceremonial within the lodge room, accompanied by practical advice and the opportunity to ask questions on the deacon's role. Please make a note of the following courses and, if you are able to attend, complete the online registration form for the course you wish to attend. Preparing for the chair is at Salisbury on Saturday the 2nd of April at 10 a.m. and is intended for deacons, wardens and masters-elect. This course is designed to prepare a brother for the office of master. It offers practical advice and examples of best practice. It offers general guidance on how to prepare for the chair of the lodge, with particular emphasis on what is required of the brother before taking office and what to expect during the installation and festive board. The course also introduces the brother to the duties and responsibilities of the principal officers, both inside and outside of the lodge. It also provides guidance, suggestions and examples on how to approach the learning of ritual, etiquette, lodge protocols, the offices of the lodge, Masonic regalia and the place of the provincial and grand lodge in the order. You can book the course using the online registration form on the provincial website. The Lodge Membership Officer course is intended for appointed and nominated Lodge Membership Officers. All sessions start at 10 a.m. and are anticipated to finish within 90 minutes. It's intended for appointed and nominated Lodge Membership Officers. Again, it can be booked using the online registration form on the website. They're being held on Saturday the 23rd of April at Freemasons Hall in Salisbury, Saturday the 30th of April at the Masonic Hall, Trowbridge, and Saturday the 7th of May at Integer Park, Cricklade, near Swindon. The Rectitude Essay. The 10th Rectitude Essay is being presented live by Dr. John Wade, Prestonian lecturer from 2009, who will be making a welcome return to Wiltshire. Dr. Wade's subject is 18th century Masonic medical doctors in Scotland and America, and promises to be a veritable journey of discovery. The meeting is a regular lodge meeting of Lodge of Rectitude held at Corsham, Wiltshire. Guests will be made very welcome, and the lodge tiles at 4:15 p.m. What a super event the first of the Learning and Development Team's 2022 programme of events was, attended by over 30 brethren in Swindon on the 19th of March. The second event for brethren preparing to hold office as a deacon was also held in Swindon on the following weekend. Thank you for listening.